Viter and Shas Rim and Achaz have Nun Dal Pikamon Nun Gimel Bez by the bottom of the page Tanu Rabbanan. Now we spoke about the fact that they're not allowed to have chametz in the Karbanas, but when it comes to the Shtei Lechem and the Karban Toda, they have 10 loaves, they are chametz. And that says Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Machmitz and beep turn the page. Nun Dalit Amid Aleph, Bitabuchin. You can't be machmitz with tapuch, with apples, meaning with apple juice. It's got to be done with water. Mishumi Bechanina Ben Gamliel Amru, they come and they said, nope. Machmitz, and you can actually be machmitz it with using apples. Rabbi Kahana, Rav Kahana, Masi Lobe, Rabbi Chanina Ben Trajan, Rav Kahana, Masi Lobe, Rabbi Chanina Ben Trajan. He taught this opinion of the Brises in the name of Rav Chanina Ben Trajan instead of Rav Chanina Ben Gamliel, that says that you are allowed to be machmitz it. Kamanas all the time, like whom does it go the following Mishnah, Tapur Shirisko, the son of Betuch Isa, if you crushed up the apple of Truma and you put it into non Truma dough, she says, Tabuch Shatruma, Shiraska Manasal Isas Chulin, Vichimsa, and then it became Hametz, Harezo Asura. Now the dough is going to be usher to eat if you are non Kohen because of the Truma that's in there. Kemano Zagolai, Kalima Rabbi Chanina, Ben Gamliel, Hivalor Abanon, says Rachim Ben Gamliel. It was this first opinion in the very top of the summit, right? The second opinion of the two of them, that you can be machmitz the stuff with the apples, right, to the dough. So that's who it must be going like. And not the Rabbanan. Rashi says, the Amar chimutz ma'al yehu, v'ishtakach de'ichmitza b'truma v'asurat. It actually affects it into truma, and it makes it into a problem. If it's a Rabbanan, you could even say it's going to the Rabbanan. Nihida chametz gamor lahavi, okay, it's not chametz gamor. If you did such a thing like that, which it has to be when it comes to shtei lechem and it comes to the 10 loaves of the Karban Toda, but nukshe mi'ahavi, it's certainly called chametz nukshe, which is chametz, which the Rashi says, loshin ru'ua, klame chametz shafel. It's like low-level chametz. So it certainly is. It's not considered chametz enough that it should be shtei lechem and 10 loaves, but it is considered chametz enough that it actually did something and it affected it. Therefore, it's going to be a problem of teruma, and you can't even read an ankoin. Amar Rabbi Elam, ein lecha akasha lekemitza yosir michaschate. You don't have a mincha that's going to cause problems in reference to kemitza more than the minchas chote, because a flour is very dry. Rashi says chariva. He v'kasha likum. It's hard to do kemitza. Shelo he kometz chaser. Kishu mochek begodel. Milmala begudal milmala uve etzbo ketana milmata no shemina kemach yosimidai. So you know you take a scoop with your fingers, close your fingers over it, and then you take your thumb and your pinky and you smooth it out over there. And it's very hard to do that with this dry flour, not about to get the good measurement. Yitzchak bar of Dimi Amar Minchas Chote Migabla b'mayim Mukshera. You can knead the mincha with water, and it's going to be valid. So the kmitza of the Minchas Chote doesn't have to be hard. You can mix it with flour, the flour with water before you do kmitza. Then it'd be easier to do. Leima bar Kamitzkish. We said this is what they're arguing. Demar Saver Kamos Shehin Misharinan. That Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdini is saying that we assess the flour of the kometz as is right now, and therefore you can't add water before you go ahead and you do the kometza. Umar Savar, and Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdini must hold kamos, that's what we just said. Umar Savar, the kamosha hayu misharin, that's Rav Ila. He also reassessed the flour, the volume of the flour as it was initially, and one therefore may not add any. Oh, let's try that again. Umar Savar, kamosha hain masharinan. First opinion is we assess it as it is now, and you can add the water. It's assessed according to its present state. So water that is added doesn't mess up the kometz. The needed flour is just considered flour, even though it was already needed. If you have to do it like it was. Rashi says, V'havale kometz shaveh kmo shehu shehi. Imkein amai pasal ravilal, says the Gemara. As it was initially, and one therefore cannot add any water. For tomorrow, it says, "Gemara, lo." We can say it's different. Really, both of them hold this kamos shein as is right now. And that's what Rashi now points out the question. So, what's the issue according to Rabbi Law? The Mar Sava Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdini holds my chareve chareve mishem. What does it mean? It says dry. It means dry from oil, but it's a lot of water. Mar Sava chareve mikol davar, from everything ever can't even have any water, and therefore it's going to be problematic. Tanana, and that's what's hard. Tanana has some really tana mishta in uktin. Besar ha'egel shenispach, the meat of a calf that swelled and it went up to a point of an egg. Rashi says, basar egel shaloya bo kibetza. Nispach, and then ad kibetza, shekin derech basar egel litfoach. It ends up getting bigger, it swells. Besar zekinish in its mouth, or let's say meat of an older animal that shrank and went below the size of a kibetza. Rashi says, it was a kibetza, and what happens is it shrinks. Mishtarina le kamoshein. We evaluate them. Kamoshein means as they were, which we'll explain what that means. Rav Chia by Rabbi Yochanan Ami, Mishtarina le kamoshein, they're assessed as they are, meaning right now. Shmuel Rabbi Shimon by Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Rishlakish Ami, Mishtarina le kamoshein, as they were, meaning initially. Going back to as they were initially. Right. Rashi says, That's how they go and measure it. May say frick the Gemara. Hold on one second. Besar egel shaloya bo shir, didn't have a shir of kibitza. The tapach the amal al kshir, and then it swelled up onto the kibitza. Tar l'sha'avar. It's tar in reference to things that it touched in the past before it got to this state. The tummy may be kind of blah, 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 but it's because the tummy from now on, because now it doesn't have a kibetza. So it clearly holds that we measure the current volume of the meat, not the initial smaller one. So the Gemara, midarabanan. Midarai, so we actually go according to the initial, but midarabanan, we go from now. Yachiv, really, that's true that the brace is going to, goes according to the current swollen volume. Only midarabanan emet seifa v'chein bepigel v'chein benosar. We say pigel nosar. Iyamar pishamadar. So we say it's araisa that we if it makes sense that even midaraisa we follow the current. Hanu deika pigel benosar. Okay, now we can explain why there's pigel and nosar. If we can consider the swollen meat to have the volume of kazayas, even midaraisa, then we understand that one who eats it now is going to be chayav karis. You say it's darabanan. Pigel v'nosar v'darabanan. Mika, is there such a thing as pigel v'nosar v'darabanan? Of course not. So we have to go that the braisa means for us to follow the meat's current volume, even midaraisa. It's because again, Shmuel and Rav Shimon bar Rabbi and Reish Lakish. Says Gemara Ema. Now let's fix up the end of that braisa over there. V'chein b'tumas pigel v'chein b'tumas nosar. Also with those two things as well. That they make you say that if one touches pigel or nosar, his hands are becoming tame. The Rabbanan set up this special tuma as a gezera to prevent Kohanim from intentionally causing meat to become pigel, and to make sure that lazy people don't allow any meat to become nosar. Sakate techamina, if the Braisa hadn't done that, then you would have thought to say, hol v'tuma b'kil pigel v'tumas nosar d'Rabbanan hi, since both tumas pigel and tumas nosar are only midrabbanan, Kule hai b'drabbanan lo over drabbanan. The Rabbanan would not have established all of this chumras in reference to the tuma pigel nosar, because the tuma itself was only midrabbanan. Kamash malan, therefore comes to you that the Rabbanan did state their dinim even about the tuma drabbanan. Now we got a problem because the Gemara is going to bring a braisa here to prove that even according to midaraisa, we're going to look at the volume as it is right now. Toshima besar zikena shayabo kashir. Let's say the animal was old and it was originally the size of a kibetza, but some of the went down less than a shear. Tami l'shaavar, it's considered tami, considering that was a touch in the past. So tari mikana l'bot, tari from now on. So this braisa, which goes according to right now, even when it's going to be a kula, holds it even midaraisa, then we go according to the volume of the meat as it is right now. No, they're never arguing about the cases that we spoke about. Whatever it was originally, you know, and it had the measure that can be, you know, convey, give over tuma. But now it doesn't have the ability of doing it. It doesn't right now have the ability to do it. And therefore, everyone agreed that it's not going to be metame. The kol hecha de meikara. Lo hava bay, vahashta hava bay, and everything that originally wasn't able to do it, but now it can go and do it. Midrabanan, everyone's going to agree that this meat is tame only midrabanan. Only midrabanan, only midrabanan. It swelled because it absorbed some external water, and this, midrabanan, water is not included in the measure of the meat, but the rabbis, they came along, the rabbanan made a gzera that one has to assess the meat according to its current greater volume. Beep, turn the page. Nun dalet amabes. Keep legi. When did they argue? Go to Ahoya book of shear, when it had the original shear, vitzamek, and then it swelled, it shrunk low. But then became again went back to his original shear. That's Shmuel. He holds that there is such a thing as rejection in reference to Isser. Someone says there is no dichoy when it comes to Isser. If you say yish dichoy, then once it steps out of bounds, it's out. I don't care if it comes back in. And ein dichoy means it steps out, but it comes back, so then it comes back to its original thing. So we see that this is a machlokas of dichoy. So it's going, what? Amikel amadami yesh dichoy b'yisurin. Is there someone who says that yesh dichoy, that once it's out, it's out? Well, tonight we're going to do the taros, kebetza ochlin sheinicha b'chama. You have a kebetza of tummy food that one placed in the sun. V'stamatu, and then it was shrank because of it. V'chein, and also gezayis min ameis, gezayis of a dead body, gezayis min anavela, v'kadasha min asheretz, or, that of asheretz, v'kadasha, v'kazayis pigal, or gezayis a pigal, gezayis no, so gezayis chaylev, any of the things they put in the sun, they shrank. Tahar, and they're now considered like they're tahar. V'ein chayev maleim, shum pigal, v'notza v'chaylev. Yidichem v'gsham, v'tavchu, v'placed it back in terrain, and it got back its size. Then to me, the argument is tummy. The chayav malei mishum pigul knows we know some chaylev. So clearly, tiyufta the man damar yesh dicha v'yisurin. It knocks off tiyufta, knocks off a person who says that there is dicha with that. Toshima torment ainin ala gross v'minyan. His rabbi said that according to everyone, something that shrinks are considered to the current state, but it seems to be not like that. Because you could take off meiser of from te'enim ala grogos b'minyan, from fresh figs for dried figs, by number, but not by volume. Rashi says, "Tarmin lav truma mamish ela meiser te'enim lachim grogos te'enim yaveshim tzamku v'kivtzu kavtzu b'minyan eser te'enim al tishim grogos." Right, 1090 aval b'mida. Lo, you can't do b'mida. Lo, mishum da the have memayit b'maiser legabe minyan the chimarnis lehu legrogros tchulin l'te'enim the maiser lo tishtakach b'chol eser grogros tchulin chad the te'enim the maiser dekli the machzik mei grogros lo machzik tfei minun te'enim. That is, if you want to go, if you want to take off maisers here. That you have to take a maaser, right? So it's saying that if one wants to go ahead and set aside fresh figs as maaser, for dried ones, you have to do it by number. Every 9 dried figs, you separate 1 fresh one. But you do not go according to the volume, right, or the weight. Because this is what you'll end up with a lesser amount of maaser than the number. Because the number 1 is going to give 1 for every 9. But the volume will give no more than half of a fresh fig of maaser for every 9 dried one, because a container that holds 100 dried figs is no more than 50 fresh ones, so it's not going to come out good. Now, if you want to say that we assess the shrunken things, the dried figs as they were initially, so everything is good. It's allowing us to go and separate the present, this case by number. If you want to say that we do it according to they are right now, as they are right now, Havali Marbu Maiso, someone who separates the fresh ones by the number is going to do too much Maiso. Vitani Mantan Abraisa, Marbu Maiso, someone who puts too much Maiso, Pere Sav Mitsukanim, okay, the stuff that you take off is now good, but Maiso Savakukalim, but you messed up the Maiso and you can't be eaten. So we said the Braisa doesn't allow that we assess shrunken ones as they are right now. What's the problem is that you took off the amount that you could have the leftover stuff, but the stuff that you took it off was too much, and therefore that ends up being that there's tevel that came out with it also, and you have to take off maisers from that also, therefore you messed it up. Elamayla kamoshein, what does it mean when it says loshav kamoshein, like the word initially, emaseifa grogos al tehinim, tehinim b'mida, we separate the miser from the dried figs for from dried for fresh ones by volume and not by number. If you want to say that we do things, if you want to say that we assess the shrunken items like the dried figs like they are now, okay, it's fine that the Braisa tells us to separate them by the volume. If you want to say, like they were initially marba maiser, then you're going to end up thinking of too much maiser, which is going to cause the maiser to be messed up. So therefore, must be that that's why the Braisa holds that we look at them as they are right now. So you have to admit that we're faced with a bit of a steer in the Braisa itself. The beginning of the Braisa is showing that we assess the initial volume. The next part of the Braisa shows we're going to the current one. So we have to explain it totally differently. Alahacha, the truma gedola skinan. In the case of the Braisa, here we're dealing with truma gedola. We're not talking about meiser, we're talking about truma. And that you're allowed to give more, right? Truma, we know you have to give is a little bit. Mm-hmm. Say it's 1/4, 1/50, 1/60. So you're allowed to go and you're allowed to be more. For reisha ba'ein yafeh v'seifa ba'ein yafeh. The reisha ba'ein yafeh v'seifa ba'ein yafeh. Both of them are talking about you did it ba'ein yafeh. You're being very generous. And that's not a problem. Yachim v'seifa, that's really true. That we're talking from Gedola, because the very end of the verse says, Amar Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yosi, aval hoya no tel eser grogros shebe maktsua al tishim shebe kalkala. Abba hoya no tel, father, meaning Rabbi Yosi, used to take 10 dried figs from the maktsua type of kli that's used to produce dried figs and separate them for 90 fresh ones that were in the basket. Vibi trum gedola, vitrum trum gedola, esemai avidite. Then what's he doing with 10 dried figs? Right, it's either 1/60, 1/50, 1/40. So what's 10? Ela achab trumas meiser skinan. So therefore we say, okay, the Braisa here is talking about not with Truma Gedola, but with Trumas Meiser, which is 1/10. That was that the Levi would take off and give it to the Kohen. After he took off Truma to the Kohen and then Meiser to the Levi takes off Trumas Meiser and gives it to the Kohen. Abba Elazar ben Gomelu. And why the Braisa says that this 1/10 to be done generously. We're going to come out that the Braisa is one that goes according to Abba Elazar ben Gomel, who says, Trumas Meiser, just like Truma Gedola, can you be generous? The Tanya. We learned in the Braisa, Abba Elazar ben Gomel, Omer, V'nechshav lachem trumaschem. The Pasuk says that, and your Truma shall be reckoned to you. B'shtei Trumas akosav medaber, achas Truma Gedola, v'achas Trumas Meiser. Kshem Shkrim Gedola, and he tells be'omid, you can give it like by estimating, or machshava, and by thought alone, without doing any physical separating, or even speaking it out. Kach Trumas Meiser, and he tells be'omid. So to also Trumas Meiser, you can do the same thing. Beep, tear the page on the hem and alf, uba machshava, and with machshava. Ma'at Truma Gedola ba'ayin yafeh, af Trumas Meiser ba'ayin yafeh. Both of them can be done, but ba'ayin yafeh. Fractum Gemara, I can't remember where. Beep, nun hem and alf, I think we did. We na. But we can ask a question by, from the end part of the Braisa itself. It says, "I'm Rabbi Elazar ben Gomel, Abba, Father, you know to us a gugus from Maktua, I'll teach you Shabbat Kalkala. Yeah, Rabbi Shlomo Kamoshein, I mean, on Shapir. I don't know if you want to say that the dried figs are assessed as they were initially. If that's how we say that, okay, everything is good. Rabbi Yosi would separate 10 for Shmuel Spice and 90 for the 90 fresh ones. Eliyahu Amar Kamoshein. Why is that? Because we assess the dried figs according to their initial volume. 10% of the total volume is being separated. Eliyahu Amar Kamoshein, if you want to say it goes to what they're right now, Batzalu, then the 10 dried figs that we also separate wouldn't be enough. It would be too little because their volume is less than the 10% that's needed for Trumas Meiser. So don't we see then that Rabbi Yossi is clearly saying that the shrunken stuff are evaluated according to their initial volume, which goes against Rabbah's statement above, that according to everyone, we go according to the shrunken, according to the current volume. And for the Gemara, Kiyasa Rabbi Rabbi Elazar, shiny grogos, you can't compare. Those are different. Tol v'yachal shulkan, because one's able to cook them, lachzin l'kmoshen, and to actually put them back to the original way that they were, put them back to what they were before they dried. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.